Hello, everybody. Good morning, afternoon, or night, depending when you actually be able to listen to this. I am doing this completely uncut, so I will probably be quiet and say too many or so, because I figured I could take a day off, considering I haven't been doing, like, work or chill audios lately. I've been at it with Safer Work and Not Safer Work, so I am a little bit burnt out, not going to lie, so I think today I will just be releasing this audio and working on my other audio that I was working on yesterday, but I got burnt out. So yeah, I'm just gonna relax today and you guys can totally join me, hear me ramble. I woke up at 6. For what reason, I have no idea. It's 8 right now, so I've been awake for like 2 hours, but I usually wake up, god, this is probably unhealthy to like some people, but I usually wake up around 10 or 11, so this is a little bit too early for me, but for some reason, I am pretty energetic today. I'm not sure why exactly. Probably because I knocked the fuck out last night. But I have been getting sleep, and I'd like to know if you guys ate. What did you eat? Did you sleep well? If you're not sleeping well, please sleep enough. You know, your body, you need to take care of your body and take care of yourself. It's so important, no matter what age. And yeah, there's my vocal filler again. Oh my god. But today, I think I'll just watch some TV or probably listen to music, maybe even practice my ukulele again, because believe it or not, that was the first time I touched my ukulele in weeks. I am a college student, so I've been back and forth doing everything, trying to survive and a lot of that, you know, real life stuff. Yeah. The pandemic definitely has impacted me greatly. Like, my time management skills just downgraded so much. Because I'm like, wow, I have so much time now. And then now I don't. And I'm like, kind of still feel like I do. Which is very weird. But yeah, I definitely don't have time. So this work audio is not work, chill audio is definitely going to help me a lot today. Because right now, honestly, I just want to lay down just the entire day. But I can't do that because I need to eat soon or eventually. Speaking of eating, I need to take my daily medicine. Because if I don't do that, I'll suffer from withdrawal. So, I don't know. Sorry, you're on my pillow right now. I don't know if anyone works with this as well, but something dropped, but that's fine. I take Zoloft and Trazodone daily. So if you don't know what those two are, Zoloft helps with anxiety and depression, and Trazodone helps with anxiety and insomnia. So, as you can tell, I have anxiety. But yeah, if I go a day without my medication, I like flip out. It's very bad. But pretty much, I've just been very chill. And obviously, with my anxiety medications, I've also been taking CBD by smoking. So that's also helped me chill out a lot, because, shit you not, like, a few months ago, yeah, I was having anxiety attacks left and right, and just wouldn't be able to sleep because I'd be so anxious. So I got up, took my ass to the doctor's, and I was like, hey, I need help. And I got the help I needed. So is this oversharing? Probably. It's because I'm comfortable. So time to take my pills. Oh, I'm missing a trazodone pill. No, I'm not taking trazodone. I'm taking Zoloft. Oh my god, sorry, mixing up my medications. Telling you that was probably extremely unnecessary, but you know, whoever is also on the medications or need to take medication every day, take it with me. So it's less of a anxiety riddled thing, or if you're the type of person to just not want to drink pills, it's just take it with me, because you know, like, oh, if someone else does it, maybe you feel easier, more comfortable enough to do it too. That's basically what I do too. Like, if someone's doing something I can't do by myself, I feel more safe and like confident enough to do it with them than doing it by myself. That's that's basically how I get social interactions done. Like, if I'm by myself, I'm like, fuck, I'm huddled in my, like, my personal bubble. But say I'm, like, with a friend. God, a completely different person. I think that's what ambivert is. Because there's introvert and extrovert. I think those two combined is ambivert. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm... brain malfunction. Also, today I have coffee. I'm pretty sure if you've listened to my audios before, you already know I'm like a coffee fanatic, but not to the point where I drink coffee like every time I can, like 3 times a day. I get this normal size mug and just pour coffee in there. And that mug, like, that one mug is the entire day's worth of coffee. Like, I don't know. Because I'd be working and just sipping on it. And then, obviously, it gets cold. So I'm like, I'll just warm it up later when I can. Warm it up again. Drink some of it. Gets cold again. It's a whole cycle. So I spend an entire day drinking coffee. It's not, like, specifically for energy sometimes, it's just because I like the taste of coffee. So I'm gonna take a real sip real quick. Oh, I haven't ate breakfast. I was going to eat breakfast. So I like eggs on toast. I was gonna eat breakfast, but then I popped open my fridge. No eggs. I was like, fuck. And I really don't feel like going out to the market and getting some eggs, so I will just hope for the best that something magically pops up in my fridge. It's so bad. Like, I can cook. I know how to cook. But I wouldn't cook unless I have to. And when I have to, I like being creative. So, what I mean by being creative, I like my eggs with chili oil. And I like sprinkling Himalayan salt on everything for some reason. I think it's because it just looks so fancy to me. Because it's in a grinder, so I'm like, dang. I feel really fancy right now. But
But let's see, what else do I like to cook? Tofu.
I really like cooking tofu. I think it's because it's just so versatile. Like, if I feel like eating something spicy, like, I'll just, like, cook tofu with, like, something spicy. And then if I feel like, ooh, I just want soup, I'll cook miso soup. And then I want something sweet. I don't think I cooked it sweet before, actually. Never mind. So I like tofu. Cauliflower. God. Cauliflower! I fucking love that shit. And sweet potato. I'll eat sweet potato. Like, even, like, baked sweet potato. I love it. I used to not eat meat. Well, I wasn't vegetarian or vegan. It's just that I would stop eating meat. Like, I wouldn't eat meat as often. That's basically what I'm trying to say. I used to just eat purely veggies and tofu. Especially in uni, where I was dorming. Just because, like, I had the options. I was like, why not? I actually don't like eating meat that much. But now I'm just like, well, I need it for sustenance. So I was like, whatever. But I love cows. So this is very contradiction. It's very contradicting how I don't like eating meat, but I still do. Yet I love cows. Oh my god. Like, if, like, in the future, I want to own a cow and name it Abel. Not it, her. Oh my god, cows are girls. I want to name her, like, Abel. Not Abe, well. Yeah, Abel. Or Malibu. I thought about that name for a little bit. Like, a cow named Malibu. I think that would sound really cute. I also want to, I want to own a lot of weird animals. So, honestly, if I could work on a farm, that would be awesome. Like, people think, like, why would you want to work on a farm? I really love animals. Like, like, horses. I would love to ride a horse one day. I like baby goats. They're so cute. The only animal I'm scared of are, well, the only animals, plural, are probably birds and frogs. I don't know. Short story about the bird thing, though. When I was really young, my dad took me to a park, and I was just walking around, you know, just like looking, because there's ducks over there and stuff at that park we used to go to. A bird shat on me. And I've been traumatized ever since. So whenever there's like a bird, like specifically a pigeon near me, I would walk across the street. I know my place when it comes to birds. I can't. So chickens, fuck no. Get that away from me. If you told me to go pick eggs in the morning from that, like, a chicken, you got me fucked up. I can't do that. I'd rather starve for breakfast than get an egg from a chicken. Ooh, it's already 13 minutes long of me rambling. Gosh. I was supposed to be playing music. Or a TV show. Believe it or not, I don't actually watch cable network. I only watch YouTube and Netflix on my TV. Sometimes Crunchyroll, but I don't be watching anime that often. Just because I'm really busy, but I used to watch it a lot. Let me see. My favorite Netflix shows. I have it in my favorites. Or my list, sorry. Girl from Nowhere is fucking amazing. The Silent Sea is mad interesting. Let's see. You. I think I already explained this in my Meet Me post. I fucking love you. Like, I'm obsessed with it. I'm
I really hope there's a fourth season, because I'm definitely watching it the moment it airs, like, on Netflix. Dead to Me is really good, too. Let's see. Alice in Borderland kept me on my toes. Like, I'm so stupid. Like, I can't solve any puzzles by myself. So, like, watching that entire series was like, wow. I would die on the first day. But, oh my god, they're so good. Okay, back to... I don't even know what I want to watch. I'll just go on YouTube, see what's available. So, on YouTube, I just like to watch gameplays. It's the only reason why I'm on YouTube. I don't know. So, little things about me. I watch a lot of horror stuff. And, like, scary stories. Oh, God. There's this one YouTube creator. She's, like, really awesome. Her name's Sapphire. She does a lot of animated scary stories, and they're actually pretty good. And she does, like, Filipino tales, too. So that's awesome. It keeps me very focused when I'm watching, like, horror stories. Specifically that are animated. I can't listen to the one, like, the really lengthy ones. That's just purely a picture, and they're just talking. I get so distracted very easily, so I like watching animated ones. So I watch a lot of scary story stuff, some gameplays, and let's see, what else? And fucking theories. Like, a lot of, like, true crime or theories, so a lot of dark shit, basically. And then I listen to whatever I find interesting. And then I like wearing a lot of light colors. So, it's like... it's very black and white in my aesthetic. It's like a lot of dark shit, and then... Yet, like, in real life, I am very light colored. Like, everything I like is, like, white, light blue, light pink, especially light green, that's my favorite. So, you wouldn't know what I was into unless you actually spoke to me. But yeah. This audio is already 20 minutes of me talking. Jesus. Okay. I think I'm going to play... I'll just play some music. I'm feeling pretty... God. I don't know. I genuinely don't know any genres outside from rock and emo. Because I know if I say the wrong genre, someone's gonna flip out on me. So, I will just say I'm gonna play a little bit of Paramore. On my TV. Sorry, I'm like typing it in so I can play it. I hope you guys are doing something productive. Well, it's totally fine if you're not. I can't say shit. I'm not doing anything productive either right now. But thanks for listening. If you're, like, listening in this far. Like, dang. I wonder what you're doing. But yeah. You know, I'm gonna play one good song. Again, I don't know if this is gonna get copyright. I've been testing the waters lately, and my stuff hasn't been noticed by, like, anyone being like, hey, this is kind of copyright, you might need to take this down. Like, no one has said that to me yet, so yeah, I think I could be playing this. Let's just hope it's not loud. I don't remember how I like my TV to be fairly quiet. I literally put it at 15 or like 10,
I don't know. It's because I'm like, wow. If I'm watching something loud, that means I have to, like, lower the volume. I'm like, no, it's whatever. I could still hear at 15. I have good hearing, so I'm pretty sure you'll be able to catch it in the audio, too. Because I think iPhone mics are pretty sensitive. I'm not sure. My laptop mic has been, like, it has been working very weirdly lately. Well, it's not my laptop. It's like I plugged in a mic into my laptop. And there's been like static lately. I don't know who can explain that to me. Because I'll like plug it in and plug it out sometimes. And like, I don't know if that means I have to get a new mic already. Because I just got it. Like the moment I started working for you know, Gone Wild and Pillow Talk, I just got it. So I don't know why it's acting like that, but if anyone could explain that to me, you're awesome. Let me know, because I can't figure it out myself. But, yeah. So you can tell I'm really happy today. Don't know why. I think it's because... So, I sleep with plushies. Ha ha, I know. So childish. I sleep with like a bunch of plushies like scattered on my bed. I recently got this dinosaur plushie. And I slept with it last night. It was amazing. I really like plushies. It's very comforting to me. So I'm one of those people who can't sleep by themselves. So plushies definitely help me snooze off, because I am pretty clingy when I sleep. I'm like every typical sleeping position. My leg has to be over a pillow, or I have to be hugging something in order for me to sleep. Sometimes I even wake up with like all my plushies on the floor. I guess I move around a lot when I'm sleeping. But yeah, oh god, I have like a lot. Probably way too much for my fucking age. But you know what? Fuck you guys. Okay. Yeah, the chick you're listening to, like, on a daily basis, if you do, she sleeps with plushies. Take that information as you will. Yeah, god, I love this dinosaur plushie. It's so soft. And I think it's supposed to be for like a baby's room. I didn't know that at the time while picking it up. Yeah, it's for like a baby's room. But I couldn't leave without it. It was so cute and so huge. Yeah, a baby ain't gonna remember a dinosaur plushie. It's fine. I don't know. I found this at a random aisle while I was looking for something that day. I think I was looking for a specific poetry book, but I couldn't find it. And then I walked past this aisle and I just saw it at the end of it. Like. I don't know why I'm describing this experience like I met someone, but I made eye contact with it. It was hunched over, like, on the bottom rack. Like, the rack was absolutely empty except for this, like, this little guy. Looked at it, and I just walked straight to it, fell in love, and here we are. That's my love story. Oh god, it's almost 30 minutes. Okay, I think I'll end this now. So, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed me having a happy conversation with myself. And I will be working on my audio very soon. Hope I even might release it like on the same day as this one. But yeah. Every time I do like a work audio, it gets longer and longer. I'm really getting comfortable with you guys. But again, you guys are amazing. You guys are sweet. Take care of yourselves. And I hope your day will be happy as mine. That's very important. So I'll see you guys later.